we're off, Michelle. How are you doing today?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. So who do I have the pleasure to be sitting here and talking to?
Well, you're talking to Michela. I'm working at Rep & Go for nearly 5 years now. And I'm running the business with my husband. We're based in the Netherlands, in De Lier now, that's close to The Hague, where we started.
All right. So first question that comes to mind is, why the wrapping business? Why did you and your husband decide to start Rep & Go?
Well, he already started it. He started it 6.5 years ago. Well, he was just beginning, actually, when I met him. He was doing it all by himself. So he did everything himself. Yeah, we had a relationship and we were together for about 6 months. And then I saw all these small things, like his agenda was a mess and he forgot to order the final. So I started to involve a little bit, to help. And then that actually went really good and he started to teach me how to wrap. So yeah, then within a few months, I quitted my really boring job that I had at the time. And yeah, we went through it together.
So you come in there, you see it's all a mess, and you say, I gotta help him. And one thing leads to the other, and all of a sudden you're wrapping cars.
Yeah, that's really short added together. But yeah, it was not all a mess, but you know, men are just not as organized as women. So he had like a book, which should be an agenda, but there was something written here, something written over there. I was like, okay, let's put it into the computer. That's the first thing. So that's where we started. And then it was all way more easy for him because I was used to pick up the phone. I didn't know what I was talking about, but I asked him and gave the answer to the customer. So I was able to pick up the phone and talk to customers, even though I didn't know everything at that time about the wrapping.
All right. Are you a car person?
Not really, but I started to work at the phone at Roadside Assistance. That's on the bay in Holland, where you know where your car breaks down. So I knew already a lot about small cars, big cars, expensive cars, not expensive cars. So yeah, I knew something about cars, but when I met Martin, yeah, of course, I learned way more.
It feels like I need to ask you how you got started wrapping, because if I got it correctly, it was your husband that told you about it or taught you.
Yeah, he taught me everything. And I was always at the computer doing the emails and the phone and stuff. So I always did like the small parts, like the door handles, the mirrors, with all the small caps from the bumpers and stuff. So I always get the small things and I just start to try. And it was like, okay, just try, but don't cut yet. So I put it on and then I leave it for a day and see what happens the next day. And then it was like, okay, you pull too much here, you pull too much here. And I had the time, I was not working for him. It was just like he was working and I was just trying and
helping
doing his email. Yeah, helping out. And then yeah, that was working really well. So yeah, within 2 months being involved in the company, I quitted my job at the roadside assistance phone stuff.
Why?
Because he was getting more busy and he was working every night. And yeah, there was enough work for us together. First, he did it all by himself, but then there was more than enough work for us together. So that was the moment that I could stop.
Got it. So might as well spend time together at work, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Have you always been about custom cars wraps, or how is your setup at the moment?
Yeah, I think we do about 75% custom cars and some business stuff as well, but not that much. We don't have that much commercial things.
All right. I was doing my research and I found something that I really loved. And it's on probably most of your pictures. You take a picture of the car on the outside where you have your sign. And just below the sign where it says Rep & Go, it says, quality isn't expensive, it's priceless.
Yeah, exactly.
So I love that one. Just tell me how that one came about.
In The Hague, Den Haag, where we started, it's a really big city. So you have like us, we are a little bit more high-end, but more expensive. And then you have like a really cheap car wrapper that does like things for the half of the price that we do. So people always claim like, okay, why do I pay 1,000 euro there and 2,000 euros with you? Yeah, because we want to give you the quality. That's why we also do, like, after 2 weeks, we do a checkup. And after 6 months, after a full wrap, we do a checkup. If you come to both appointments, you get a 3-year warranty on your car wrap. So it's really important that we can give that 3-year warranty. If people come after 2.5 years and something is coming off, no problem. We'll do it again. But if you go to that guy that wraps your car for €1,000 and you come back, he doesn't give a shit. Can I say that?
You can say whatever you want.
They don't care. They just, and then people end up after a year, they come to us like, oh shit, look how my car looks. And they were like, yeah, that's what we stand for. The quality is really important for us.
How many customers would you say come back for the checkups?
90%.
It is that much. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you only get the 3-year warranty if you come 2 times, because after 2 weeks, you can still fix a mirror that comes a little bit off or whatever. You can still fix it. But if you don't come, or you keep driving with it and it comes, dirt comes in, yeah, then you cannot fix it anymore.
So what's your thought of the industry?
There's only males. I didn't see any female yet. We have one working for us right now. She came from the graphic designer school. And we're trying to find another intern, which is women as well, because there are no women in the business. There are some on Instagram, but I can count them on one hand, I think.
What do you think is that?
Yeah, it's still cars, but I think the work, like the wrapping, is really a precise job. You really have to take time for it and have to be patient with it. I think women are better with those things than men. But then you have the part like taking cars apart. Yeah, of course, that's a man's job. I still don't take door handles off because I cannot find the thing where it comes out.
You would like to say that women are more patient than men, maybe. And you're true. There are not that many women out there.
No. Yeah. No, I think they have better eye for detail. Well, my husband has a really good eye for detail, but not all car wrappers have that. Not all men have that. I don't know. We see things that maybe some men will not see. But the taking the cars apart and those kind of things, yeah, that's really a male job, I think.
But to be honest with you, you guys are delivering quality, so you need to have an eye on detail, I guess.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Okay, so you get into the business. It's you're 1 year into the business, and you and your husband are doing good, I guess, right?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we have 3 guys working and 2 females, me and the other girl. And me and the other girl are always doing like the small parts, like the door handles and all the small pieces. And the guys, they have bigger hands, so it's more difficult for them. They always do the hood and the sides and like all the big pieces. So that's something I really noticed, that we always do like we call it priegelwerk in Dutch, like really small jobs that you need small hands for.
Okay. But do you guys divide yourself, each other up before you start to wrap, or you go, you take it as you go along?
Well, we have one guy that's like really good with the bumpers, and there's one guy who does really good with the putting spoilers on and tinting lights, those kind of things. So yeah, we divide. Everybody has their own specialty. So yeah, we divide the work, which the things you can do best. Of course, you have to learn everything, but if we're, especially when we're in need of time, then we do everything that we can do best, and we're the fastest at.
You seem to have a pretty cool shop. How many wrapping bays do you have? How many cars do you have at the same time inside?
Well, that depends a little bit if we do the inside as well. Well, we have 5 places to wrap and 1 for window tinting and polishing, because you need a lot of light and a closed door. So we can have 6 cars inside. And if we're really busy, we can put 2 extra in. But then, yeah, everything is really put up together.
Are you involved in the process when talking to the customer and showing vinyl colors and all of that? Or how does the setup go?
Yeah, that's like 50% is my job. I do mostly all the customer contact, because I know as much to tell. I know more about it than the guys that work for us. Even though it's Martin, but Martin is my husband. He never has time. He's always busy with the other car wrappers and with running the business. So the most time I spent with the customers and taking the cars in and advising them about the colors and making quotes, administration, emails, on the phone. I'm on the phone all day. I'm running around with a headset on my head, trying to wrap a door handle in the meantime. So I'm like everywhere all the time. And that's what I like about my job, because it's very, it's something else every hour.
Chasing suppliers right on over the phone and getting the vinyl back in time and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, and I can have a phone conversation with a customer about his car and wrap a door handle at the same time, because I'm with the headset and I'm walking around all day, so that works really good.
You're a multitasker.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, I can do many things at the same time.
Okay, so I gotta bring you back to your first rap, right? The first car you ever wrapped. Do you remember which one it was?
No, I don't, because I, especially for the first 1.5-2 years, I only did like door handles, mirrors, small parts all the time. I was not working really that much on the car, because when I'm on the car, and you put the final on, someone comes in. Then you get back to the car, then you put your squeegee on it, then the phone rings. Then you're back at the desk. So that's why I work at my desk the most of the time, because every time I'm at the car, someone comes in and I get distracted all the time. So right. You're never able to finish something on the car.
So wait, so if you spend like 1.5 year on a handles and mirrors, that must mean you must have a sick quality on mirrors and handles.
Yeah, they actually never come off, because I know exactly how hard I can pull or what I can do. So it will stay very good on.
Okay, so let's try another point of view here. What's been one of the most challenging cars you guys have wrapped?
A few weeks ago, we had Audi R8, which was full wrap inside, outside. 2008 model, I think. 2010, something like that. But it was red and it was going to dark gray.
Ooh.
But the red is coming from everywhere. We have to take everything apart, and the car was a little bit older, so I planned like 5 days for it to do it full inside outside. I think it took 10 or 12 days in the end. So next week we have a Ferrari 488, I think, coming up. Yeah, that will be a hard one as well.
So wait, how good did the Audi turn out?
Yeah, it was great. In the end, it was great, but it took like double as much time as I planned for it. So then you have like the other cars, they come in as well. And then you're like, oh, shit, the Audi is still not finished. And that's something that happens quite often, that you need a few more days more, but we're fully booked for a few weeks. So then everything adds up and then you have really long nights.
So are you guys feeling any COVID backlash or not?
Yeah, we'll do, but we cannot complain, because I think in the summer we were fully booked about six weeks ahead.
Wow.
And now we still have the same amount of people and we're fully booked 2.5-3 weeks ahead. So it's a little bit less, but I can still fill up the work for everybody.
That's good.
Yeah.
So I asked you about a challenging wrap. What's been one of the most fun wraps you've ever done?
Look, my car looks nice, but most of the customers that we have, 90% of them, they choose for satin dark gray, matte dark gray, matte black. They go very safe. So if you ask me the most fun wrap, we don't do that much fun wraps. It's all very safe. Yeah, of course we have a satin apple green sometimes, which is fun, but it's not that I like to do the designs and stuff, but we don't have that much work on those kind of things. No. Oh, we did an A-Class Mercedes in rosé chrome. That one was pretty nice. Yeah, that was for Mercedes The Hague as well. It was the women Mercedes of the year, something like that. But that one was really nice.
What vinyl did you use?
A3 rosé chrome. That also took like over a week. It was because the vinyl works so difficult, but it turned out really nice.
Right, and no one that sees it will ever know how much work you put into that, right? And every detail and every hardship.
No, they have no idea. They're only like, oh, is the car already finished? They have no idea. We worked until 1-2 in the morning to finish it, because it has to be finished before the weekend, and we made it, but we worked all the whole week through.
I agree with you. The customer never knows.
No, exactly.
But as long as they're happy, one is happy.
That's the most important.
But one of the things I wanted to ask you about is, which I find interesting, is the relationship working with your husband, or maybe your, in other cases, with one's wife. But how is that synergy working for you guys?
Well, in the beginning, it was kind of hard for me, because he was teaching me everything. And he was also about the wrapping. It was like with the door handle, the next time he come back, it's not good. Do it again. It's not good. Do it again. The first few months, I've heard that so many times. I was like, I cannot do it, because you keep on saying it's not good enough. With the customers and stuff, it was really nice. Like, okay, you do a great job. You talk to them in a nice way. You're not afraid. But with the wrapping, he kept on coming back, because the quality is so important for him. And of course, I understand now, and I do the same thing with the guys that work for us. Like, you have to do it again. It's not working. It's not okay. It's not good enough yet. So in the beginning, it was really hard. Yeah, now we're a few years ahead, and he has like the really, his part is all the things with the cars and like the really, how do you say that, montage things and stuff.
Yep.
And I'm really focused on the customers and the administration. So we're like really divided on the job. Of course, you're always together 24/7, which makes it harder to work with the one you love, of course. But I really like it. And it still works good because we're both on a different kind of the job, of the business.
And if you would have to go and give some advice or one tip to someone that maybe thinking about bringing in the wife or your husband to their shop, what would you tell them?
Don't do it. No. No, it's really hard. You really have to. I underestimated it in the beginning because, of course, I met him like half a year before. So I was really on the pink cloud, we call it. Like, I was really in love. I was like, oh, this is the best thing ever to work together. But it was not like that. It was really hard in the beginning because you have to find your place in the business. And we started it together. Now we're with 10 people working at the moment. So that's really different.
That's big.
That's kind of big. But if you're always together, I was going crazy at the time because it was like, yeah, you have to do it again. You have to do it like this. You have to do it like that. And now it's working really great. So yeah, it turned out great, but in the beginning it was really hard.
I guess maybe one needs to find their roles and what one chooses to focus on and what the other one chooses to focus on the business.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was trying to say. Like, he is really focusing on the cars and on the wrapping, and I'm more focused on the customers and the administration, and that everything works fine with the colleagues and those kind of things.
Both of them are really important parts of the business. So
yeah,
let's be honest. Let's level out here. Okay. Just tell me your point of view. How is it to be a woman rapper in the rapping business? How is it for the customers? How is it for other male rappers? What's your point of view?
Well, the customers, especially the males, sometimes they come in, and this actually happens. They walk past me. They walk to Martin, like, can I ask you something? And then Martin's like, please go to her. She just walked up to you. And then they ask me something, or they like, oh, can I talk to the boss? And I'm like, she is right in front of you. So they don't expect me. Or when I pick up the phone, they say, oh, do I talk to a car rep company? Yes, you do. Oh, I was expecting a male. That's what they actually say. So they always expect a guy to be in there. And then, oh yeah, can I talk to someone who can tell me something about rapping? Yes, you're talking to her. What can I do for you? So that's something that comes back
every day.
You need
to have patience.
Yeah. That's something that comes back every day. They're like, oh, can I talk to someone? Can you put me through? Because they always think like I'm some kind of receptionist or something that I know nothing about. Yeah, that's really true.
Wow.
Yeah. But that's really funny because then I start talking. They're like, oh yeah, okay, you're serious. You know a lot to tell about cars, and you know.
Maybe they feel ashamed once you start talking, yes, and they realize you know so much.
Yeah, they think they are talking to a receptionist, but it's really funny because Martin, my husband, he was at the shop for his bike, and he wanted to ask something about a part that he needed, and there was a girl, and he had the same feeling. He was like, yeah, there was a girl there, and I didn't know to ask her about some part that I needed because I thought she wouldn't know. But yeah, of course she knew because she was working there. And that's something I experience every day. And I actually enjoy that because I know a lot to tell them about their car and about what we can do and what options there will be, the options that they didn't think about yet. So yeah, I think that's a good thing.
So that's the customer side of it all. So let's go to us, to rappers, to male rappers. What do male rappers...
Yeah, in the beginning, when we had like our first staff members, they were like asking Martin everything all the time. Yeah, I was noticing that. But now we have the new, we have new guys in, and they are all like, yeah, they met me from the first time. Yeah, from the first day they were here. So, yeah, they're kind of looking up to me because I'm more experienced than they are there. They are now. But other rappers, like other companies, we're not that much in touch with them.
Is it the way... The setup is in Holland that maybe people don't help so much each other out, or?
Well, if you need something, you can always give a call, but I noticed, especially the last 2 years, there are popping up car wrapping companies like everywhere.
Yeah.
Everybody is starting to wrap cars and they are all charging like really low prices. I saw something a few weeks ago. Somebody comes to your house, they paint your brake calipers in front of your door with paint, and then they charge like 100 euros. Like, what are you doing? You cannot do things like that. That's not a serious business. So that's something we experience a lot on Instagram. There's car wrapping, car customizing shops popping up everywhere. Yeah, it's crazy. So no, we're not in touch that much with other car wrappers.
I guess it's always the same all over the world. It sure looks easy to wrap when you see wrappers on YouTube. So
I think it's double as 5 years ago, the car wrapping companies now. And everybody's starting to do the same things. They all do seat belts and brake calipers now. And yeah, they just look it up on Google how to do it. And then they put something on Instagram and then they have a business. So yeah, that's something that happened the last 2 years, like a lot.
So you touch on the future, right? What's going on now and what do you think will happen in the future in the wrapping industry?
Well, we grow, I think, really big the past 5-6 years. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think we are way ahead of the all those companies that started like the last 2 years, because we build up.
How big do you want to get?
No, we don't want to get too big. I think if we have like two more car wrappers and we can stay in the same building because we just moved 6 months ago, that would be okay. But we don't want to get a company or a franchise or whatever, because it's just way more stress and you cannot manage the quality that we want to give. So I would like two more car wrappers or whatever, customizers, and then that's it. That would be nice. We don't want to get like way too big, no.
If you would, if you and your team would get a free pass and would be able to choose any car to wrap they would like to, which car would it be?
Oh, for me, it would be a Range Rover Cabrio, but that's like my dream car.
Mm. What color would you wrap it in?
Oh, yeah, chrome pink, I think. Something set in, I think, chrome pink. Yeah, really hysterical.
You would probably see that car from miles away.
Well, yeah, did you see my Mini? That's already standing out there. But it would be the Range Rover convertible.
I'm looking forward to seeing pictures of that one. Let's say it like that.
Yeah.
All right. So how is the... Tell us, for everyone that doesn't know about Holland that much, how is the wrapping industry in Holland? Because it's not such a big country, right?
No, we're not that big, but we have many people. We started with Teslas, I think, 4 years ago. Mm. We had the first Tesla in, and then we put it on the internet, and then there was another one, Tesla. And we're like, okay, everybody's emailing about Tesla. So we made a website, teslacarwrap.nl, which is just put on for Teslas. And since then, yeah, they all know each other. They are directors, and they are neighbors, and my brother has a Tesla. And so... Yeah, right. That's how we got big, actually, from the Teslas. And that's what we're doing now with the Polestar as well, because there are way more and more and more. And the last half year, we saw a lot of e-trons, Audi e-trons, because they are very new now. And all those people, they know each other. So we don't have to do that much with advertising. They all bring their colleague, their brother, their neighbor. Yeah, so I think mouth to mouth, that's the biggest, our biggest thing.
You mentioned it right now about advertisement. I was wanting to ask you how you guys promote yourself, because you seem to be pretty active on Facebook, Instagram. I think I saw also something about LinkedIn as well.
Yeah, Martin does most of that. We try to post every day. I should post way more on my Instagram, but I'm always busy doing other things. But we do a lot of on social media, and we've been on the radio as well for the last year. But we stopped it now because, we're three weeks fully booked. So that's okay. And radio, it works. But I don't think it brings in that much customers that it pays itself back, because it's quite expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And some people say, I heard you on the radio, but I don't think they actually come because they heard us on the radio.
Oh, okay. Okay, I understand. You're just building. It's branding, right?
Yeah, exactly. It is quite expensive. So yeah, you have to bring in many customers from the radio to pay that back. So we stop with that. But the social media works the best.
Do you guys use any special platform, or you just do the standards, Facebook, Instagram? I don't know if you do TikTok or not.
No, not yet. No, but I would like to do that because I really like it. And but I have to get myself into it. I tried one with the seatbelt, like throwing the seatbelt in the car, and then it is another color. That looked really funny, but I'm not as good as in TikTok yet, but I like it. Something for the future.
True story. So what setup do you guys have when it comes to bringing new rappers? Do you bring in people with experience? Do you like to teach them yourselves? How do you manage that?
Well, we have two interns. They are from the graphic designing college.
Mm-hmm.
They come in 3 days a week, and we're trying to teach them, but they also do like the really easy things, putting away the trash, cleaning the floor, cleaning cars, you know, the really easy things.
Right.
And then we took in a girl and a guy last year that had a little bit of experience with rapping, but not that much. But we were really in need of colleagues. So we took them in and we teach them they got a full-time contract. But we also did every week, we did one night of training. We were actually training them all day. And now we're 1 year ahead. And they're getting really good. They know how to rap a car now by themselves. And then we have two other guys that are really experienced, that are in the business for years already. So they are like really on themselves. And then these two other, we're still helping. But now 1 year ahead, they're really good. And the interns, we're trying to keep them, but if it doesn't work, and they're really young as well. So we'll see how that goes after the end of the school year.
Okay. Well, you tried at least.
Yeah.
So if someone comes into your shop, knocks on your door, and wants to start rapping with you guys and doesn't have any experience, what qualities are you looking for in a good rapper?
Well, you have to be really dedicated, because if you want to be a good rapper, you need to practice, at least that's also what Martin says. I've been practicing for 2 years until I felt confident enough to rap a car by myself, that I could like really deliver it to a customer like, this looks good. But then he was 2 years ahead. So that's what we say as well. You need to practice all the time. So not just here, but also at home on your kitchen doors or whatever you can rap.
What else would you be looking for?
Well, somebody needs to be, how do you say that?
Say it in Dutch. We need to translate it.
That's the thing you don't have a word for in English, actually. Gezellig. That's like, you need to be...
I agree. I don't know what you said, but I agree. No, but it sounds good. I agree.
Well, you need to have a good vibe in the group as well, because you need to really fit in. That's also important, because that's what we say, like, most of the time of your life, you're on the working floor. You work 40 hours a week, sometimes 50 hours a week. So you need to have fun here. You also have to work hard, but you need to have fun. Yeah, it has to be something you want to go to, not that you have to go to it.
That's so true. You spend a lot of hours at work.
Yeah, exactly.
Might as well enjoy it if the possibility is there.
Yeah, that's really important.
So I haven't had the opportunity to meet you or Martin live. So, but what I get from what you tell me is that Martin seems to be a perfectionist.
Oh, he is. Yeah, he definitely is.
That can be hard to work with, but at the same time, it brings a completely different level to the group, right?
Yeah, because he keeps on explaining how he wants it. And if something is not good, you're going to do it again. And if then it's still not good, you're going to do it again. So yeah, that's sometimes hard to work with, but that's how you get the best results. Of course, we had guys that they can rap really fast, but all the cars came back. Then there was something off here, something loose here. And now we taught them like for a year, you have to do it like this and it needs to be perfect. And the cars don't come back anymore. And when they come back for the checkup after 2 weeks, we cannot find a thing. So yeah, that's like a really good thing. The cars need to be wrapped perfect. That's what we stand for. That's our quote.
Would you guys be interested in doing fleet wraps, or is your thing only custom cars?
Yeah, fleet wraps. We would like to do that as well. But we've been so many years in the custom wraps that we don't have that much ask for it.
Mm.
And sometimes we do. But for example, we don't have a printer. So
right.
I think our prices are higher than companies that do a lot of fleet wraps.
And it's also a completely different beast, right? It's different doing wraps, fleet wraps, and doing custom cars.
Yeah, I have one guy working for us. He did that for, I think, 9 years or something, like mostly fleet wraps all the time. So when I get something, I always put it to him because he's really good at those things and fast.
Mm.
So yeah, we have some work for it, but not that much.
All right. Okay, so if I get it correctly, you guys are about 10 people. You recently moved to your shop about 6 months ago, and you are planning on growing.
Yeah, but not too big.
Not too big, right. Just a little bit more. Is there anything else you might like to tell us about yourself or the company? I like the name, Wrap and Go.
Yeah, it's a good name, right?
Yeah, just Wrap and Go.
Yeah. Yeah, but we're not only wrap, we do everything. Since a few months, we do seat belts as well. And then I let one of the boys take them out. And I put the new color in with the sewing machine. So that's something I do. But I started all, when I just joined Wrap and Go, I did the breaker lippers a lot, which I also learned to the other guys now as well. So I can do everything. It's the spray painting, cleaning cars. Yeah, whatever someone likes. If someone asks for it, we manage it. So that's really nice. I don't have that much time to do breaker lippers anymore or all those other things. But I really like to. And I really like to learn it as well to the guys that work for us now.
Listen, Michelle, I don't know if I'm correctly or not, but when I was doing some research, you seem to be a person with a lot of talents. Is it correct that you're a musician as well and a dancer?
No, not a musician, but a dancer, yeah. Not right now, because there are no stages right now because of the corona. The last 6-7 years, I've been a dancer as well, yeah, on festivals and with artists.
So many talents.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, okay. So let's say that one of your female colleagues out there is hearing to this and she is new to the wrapping business. And what would you like to tell that person?
Yeah, just practice as much as you can and come join us, because I'm looking for female car wrappers, because we're the only one, I think, with female car wrappers in Holland, but also around the world. There are not many women in the business. And I think it's a really good job for women as well. So come join us.
Right.
Show your talents and come join us.
So learn the craft so you can tell customers what they need to be doing.
Say again, I need to tell customers.
So learn the craft so you can tell your customers what they need to be thinking of when they do wraps.
Yeah.
So you can show your skills.
Exactly, yes. And I think men like the women in the business as well, because you always see it on Instagram, everything with women and cars, that works.
Yeah, I guess.
I think in a few years, I just fire all the guys in here and I just start a female car wrap business.
Listen, that might work.
Yeah, I think, well, that will work for sure, because if you put a car wash and you put all women in it, that works as well. So if you have a wrapping company and you put all female car wrappers in it, yeah, you still need the guys to take the cars apart, but the wrapping will work. Yeah, for sure.
We guys are so easy sometimes.
Yeah.
All right, Michelle, thank you. That's about what I have for today. It was a true pleasure talking to you. So good to hear that you guys are doing well, even though COVID is on its way and it's happening. And you guys are fully booked, like you said. So great.
Yes, it was really nice talking to you.
I hope to see you soon when I get to Holland in the near future, maybe in a show or whatever that might be.
Yeah, sure. Come over. I would love to show you the place.
Okay, we'll do that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a nice night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.